My name is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was just a 19-year-old uneducated female who did not think that people like me really could succeed in anything. My mom and dad both were drug addicts. My father was extremely violently abusive and told me my whole life I was fat, ugly, and I couldn't do anything right. And I felt very stupid. And so when I heard about the business, the opportunity about going into business for myself, honestly, I told the person that invited me, and I was invited by a friend. I said, you know what, this sounds great for you, but it's definitely not for me. And after a couple months, he was persistent. I finally got started, and I failed miserably my first 6 months. I mean, I just could not get the thing off the ground to save my life. Nothing was working for me. I mean, I talked to lots of people, but it just didn't go right. No one wanted to become my customer. No one wanted to come and take a look at the opportunity. Nobody wanted to join me in my new business venture. And so I failed miserably, and I just couldn't get the thing off the ground. It was driving me crazy. I was beyond frustrated. And I heard about a training seminar that was supposed to change everything for me. And honestly, I didn't have the money. It was going to cost me about $1,500, and I could think of a lot of other better places to put $1,500. And it just wasn't, you know, it wasn't something that I was wanting to do. I hated high school, so why am I going to go to some boring seminar to listen to some boring speaker with a bunch of boring adults? That's how I was feeling at the time. And so I came up with the money. I went, came out, and my first 8 days made $4,000. And then the following month made $11,000. The next check was $16,000. The next check after that was just under $21,000. And so it was quite an eye-opener that training seminars could actually change the course of my business in the way that it did. You know, now that I'm, you know, older and I've been at this for a while, it just totally makes sense. Doctors go back to school. Dentists go back to school. Hairdressers go back to school. And anyone that wants to, you know, further their business in the marketplace gets further education and therefore makes more money. And so the same for our industry, and that's exactly what I did, and that's how come I made the kind of money that I did. Following that, I decided to go get married, make some babies. That was the next step for me, and I did so, but the guy that I married changed his mind after just about a few months, and he wound up draining my bank account, maxing out my credit cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt, and I wound up losing my business as a direct result of getting married to him. I wound up just completely homeless. And I mean homeless. I was homeless for several weeks, lived out of the back of my car, showered in public places, slept oftentimes on a beach or any other place that I could lay down my head that night, and it was frightening. It was awful. And so really I went from, you know, making just a phenomenal amount of money at a very, very young age to now losing it all and winding up completely homeless. And so I almost gave up on everything. I wanted to just end my life. I was so completely depressed. I blamed my father, blamed my ex-husband. I took no responsibility for where my life had turned into. And finally, after several weeks of being homeless, I just got very upset with myself, and I kind of left the scene in which I was hanging out with and started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth. And my very first 10 hours, literally from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, made $2,000. The next month, I put in a total of 30 hours, made $6,500 for that whole month. The next month was my first full-time month, giving it my best shot, made over $10,000, broke all the international sales records just 2.5 months into the business. And the company was a multi-billion dollar corporation, had hundreds of thousands of reps worldwide, was in every major market around the world. If I told you the name, all of you would know who it was. By the end of my first year, I had made $250,000. Now, that was outrageous. I mean, I'm now 21, 22 years old. Just completely blew my mind that I could literally go from living out of the trunk of my car, and from a payphone booth, start a business and wind up making $250,000. And by the end of my second year, I had made my first $1 million in business. Went on to make millions beyond that, raising my children. I'm a mother. I have 5 kids. Met my husband through the industry. And we've worked side by side together on a part-time basis, have generated 6 and 7 figures. In our worst years, 6 figures, isn't that hilarious? And in our better years, beyond that. And so how have we done that? We've done that through a very simple system called First Steps to Success, which is a training seminar that we just came out of. And this particular system is quite peculiar because of the fact of, like, here we go, a year and a half ago, we started training the general market in the home-based business industry, and the testimonials that have come out of these training seminars have been absolutely profound. Hopefully, if our guests get on tonight, later on, you'll hear from them and hear what's happened to their business and how they've utilized the system to be able to grow their business, which means that you're going to be able to glean from other people tonight on what they're doing and what's making them their business really go much easier and more profitable. So anyway, let me see if anybody actually wound up making it on. Is Tom, Kathy, or Kim available? Are you guys on?
I'm here, Danny. I'm here. Kathy's here.
Kathy, awesome. Did you have trouble with the PIN number?
JP got me a new one. So
okay, cool.
The second one worked.
All right, so I'm still looking for Tom. All right, Tom, please call our office and let us know if you need a new PIN number. Okay, so anyway, let me go ahead. Kathy, I'm going to bring you on at the end of the call, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. All right, so one of the first things that I learned early on was to find somebody who had what I wanted and do what they do. That was one of the very first tips that somebody had given me. That, you know, I had followed people who had no dreams, who had no desire, who had no gifting, no talent, no nothing. I mean, my whole family really were drug addicts or they were alcoholics and really couldn't keep jobs or lived off of the system, off of the welfare system or disability system or whatever system it was that they chose to hit up to live off of. And that's pretty much where my family was. And so not to say that everyone that lives like that doesn't have any talent, but my mom and dad didn't utilize any talent if they did have some at that time. And so one of the first things that I heard was to find somebody who has what you want and do what they do. Well, that just makes sense, because if you wanted to become a doctor, then you should learn from a doctor. If you want to become a mechanic, then you learn from mechanics. If you want to become a teacher, you obviously learn from teachers. If you want to become a very good mother, then you obviously want to learn from some very good mothers. It's just kind of the way things go. Birds of a feather flock together. And so oftentimes, most of us are not ever aware of what our circumstances are, aware of the people or the influences that are around us. And that was one of the first things that I changed after failing for 6 months, is I found a group of people who were succeeding, and I started to follow what they were doing. It wasn't necessarily that everybody around me was successful, but I at least got to rub shoulders with some of those people in training seminars mostly, where I would, you know, fly into different cities where the head people were, and I would just, like, listen and learn and watch them. I wasn't sponsored by them, but I was just listening and learning as much as I possibly could. And so it began to rub off on me, and I can't encourage you enough to be able to do that. Now, step number one, if you're brand new, or let's say that you're at a point where you're recovering from, you know, whining or murmuring or complaining in your business, and you're really wanting to make it work, and you're wanting to get going and get it going on the right track, then step number one is obviously, you may or may not have already done this, is fill out your application. Now, that's a big duh for most of you. You've already done that. Okay, well, good. Step one for your success in starting your business is already taken care of. But if you have not already set yourself up on your auto ship for the service or the product that the company that you are currently representing has to offer, then you are totally doing a disservice for yourself. I built my businesses on these standing orders. I was so blessed, actually, when those finally came out, like, mid-90s. They didn't exist when I first got in the business in the late 80s. But, man, in the mid-90s, when this whole standing order auto ship thing came out, man, you want to talk about building a nice, solid business and a residual income. That standing order program or your auto ship or your direct order, whatever it is that they call it, where they automatically ship it to you on a monthly basis. Now, listen, I don't benefit from your business. So I'm an outsider looking in, and I've built these kind of businesses, and I'm here to tell you I don't benefit if you have a standing order. I'm not a part of your company. I'm not a part of any company. But this is a trainer telling you that the best way to build your business is by you being on the maximum auto ship that you can be on and duplicating that. That every person you get started does the same thing. Now, you know, most people are like, but I don't want to use $35 a month or $100 a month or $200 a month, depending on what your standing order is. I can't stress to you enough, do not be penny smart and dollar stupid when you're getting into business. The reality is your people are going to do. The people you get started are going to follow in your footsteps. They don't listen to what you say. They watch what you do. And so if you have not yet, let's say you got started and you got your little $299 kit or your $499 kit or your $4,000 kit, whatever kit it is that you purchased in your business, what I'm telling you is that the standing order, now I know most of you got started because you wanted to make a nice residual income. That's what the standing order is all about. And so if you focus, let's say on a monthly basis, that you get 10 new auto ships a month, or standing orders, whatever you want to call it. Let's call it an auto ship because I think that's pretty common out there. Let's say that you set a goal, 10 new auto ships a month. You can't possibly have the authority to tell your brand new person to get on an auto ship if you're not on one yourself, okay? You have no credibility at all, and they can hear it in your voice if you still haven't stepped up to your business to that level of a commitment as well. And so when and you must have a goal on a monthly basis to make sure that you're getting, you know, a certain number, depending on if you're working part-time or full-time, of those auto shifts every single month. Every time you do a business presentation, you want to make sure that whatever guests that are there, you are going to be closing somebody on getting on an auto ship. That's the residual income that will continue to compound and build on itself and pay you on a monthly basis. Now, I know some of you are thinking, but I don't need, you know, to have this stuff shipped to me every single month. Listen to me. Number one, it's the cost of doing business. Number two, if you do not use everything that is in that maximum standing order or auto ship, then donate it. It is a write-off. Or use it as promotional pieces. Use it for contests. Use it for running, promotional pieces, let's say, at, you know, your morning business meetings that you may be plugging into on a weekly basis. Maybe you use it for, giveaways at your church, or you can use it for fundraisers. There's so many different things you can use it for. And not only that, but I would highly recommend that you use it for advertising. You can break it up, use it for samples. Don't be penny smart and dollar stupid here. That's just crazy. And the reason why most people don't set themselves up on that auto ship is they think they're just going to be spending money and not making money. Listen, if you're got involved in the business that you're in right now, or you're looking at a business to get involved in, and you don't have plans of working it, then don't get an auto ship and don't sign up. But if you have signed up in your business to build something, to get out of debt, to build for a long-awaited vacation, to start putting away money for your children's future, for their college or their weddings or whatever it is that you did this for. Maybe you got it to be able to get more involved with real estate, you know, to earn extra money so that you can afford another house payment on a second home that, you know, that's an income property. I don't know. If you are getting in to make money, do not be penny smart and dollar stupid. The standing order or the auto ship, whatever they call it, is the thing that is going to build and compound residually for you. So you must max out your auto ships and do it tonight if you haven't done it already, okay? Step number two, as you're getting started in your business, you want to figure out where is it that you want to start, okay? Where do you want to start in your compensation plan? And where do you want to go with your compensation? Okay, so for example, when you're starting in business, I want you to look at your compensation structure, and I want you to look at where you can max out that comp plan. And there's a reason for that. If you do not max out the compensation structure, you're only hurting yourself. Basically, you're leaving money on the table for somebody that is above you, or even the company, the corporate staff, that's going to capitalize on what you leave on the table. And so when you're looking at your compensation structure, and let's say most comp plans, you know, they've got your bottom position, you know, where you start off either for nothing or $19.95 or $29.95 or whatever it is. And basically you're just getting yourself a kit is all that you're going to wind up with. And that's fine. But long term, you don't want to start at the bottom. Because what you do duplicates, and how you start is how others are going to start. They're going to ask you, well, how did you get started? And when you say, oh, I just start at the bottom, they say, well, you know, I think I'll go ahead and do the same thing. But if you get yourself started with the top package, you know, that some of your top packages are anywhere from $300 all the way up to $4,000. And really the price does not make a difference at all. It doesn't determine the value of the opportunity at all. Obviously, the higher the package, the bigger commission you make when you sign up other people for that package. And so, you know, there's pros and cons to both is the point. You know, for your $4,000 packages, chances are you make a big, fat commission when you have a package like that you're marketing versus, you know, a $299 package where you make a smaller commission, but obviously there's more people that are willing to get started at that level in some cases. And honestly, that all depends on skill as well. So anyway, so you got usually your bottom level, and then there's sometimes a mid-range level, and then there's, you know, like a $299 or a $600 or a $1,000 or $4,000 or whatever, okay? Well, what I would highly recommend that you do, and I can't stress this enough, is that you start at the highest level that you can, and here's why. The companies have it set up that way to where you can earn maximum bonuses. Now, if you're really serious about building your business and you're really serious about making money, then it only makes sense to make sure and position yourself where you can earn the most amount of money for your time and effort that's going into it. And in most cases, it kind of works like this. If you start at the bottom, you basically do not make any profit for bringing other people into the business. But if you start at the top, and again, within reason, you start at the top of the compensation structure, and in most cases, most businesses have a very reasonable package to get started in. But when you start, when you put yourself in at the top, and again, I am not getting paid for telling you this. I don't benefit when you sign up with whoever it is that you're talking to. I'm involved with zero companies. So, but when you start in the top, they usually wind up giving you some kind of a bonus structure right away, or they pay you a profit every time you bring somebody else in for that same exact position. And it's usually, I don't know, anywhere from $50 to $100, and it could be even beyond that. So then, and let's do it this way. Let's say that your package is, you know, $299, just to pick a mid-range. If your package is $299, and that's the top level for you to get started in, okay, the company usually pays anywhere from $75 to $100 for that package. Well, that means all you have to do is go find three people that do the same exact thing, and you already made your profit back, not to mention the fact that you have got this $299 package that comes with product that or a service or whatever that you can market right away, and there's usually a profit in the package itself. And so here's what's really, really, really important for building your business. What's important is that you get out there and you create a story right away. And I mean your first week story or your first 3 day story. I can't stress this enough. Whenever you're brand new in the business, and for those of you that are looking at it for the first time tonight, and then they put you on this call with me, but whenever you can create a quick story, that is just gold for you. And it could be that, you know, let's say that you got started several months ago, but you didn't get serious until now, okay? Maybe you just came out of first steps, and now you're like, okay, I'm going to do this thing. Get out there, guys, and create your story now. And it could be, you know what, my first 3 days following first steps, or my first 3 days, you know, since I decided to build my business, you know, I got, you know, five customers and I made this much money. It is so important to have your first week or your first couple days or your first month testimony, and so you got to get out there feverishly and do that. And sometimes it's easier, you know, with your product, especially if you wound up with a kit that you purchased that had an inventory in it, get out there and get customers like it's going out of style. I mean, you got to make that happen right away. And the reason is this. People are going to ask you two questions. How much did you make and how fast did you make it? And so you want to have an answer to those questions. So you just quickly as possible get out there and create your story. And one of the quickest ways to create that story is to start at the top level. Put a bunch of people in front of the person who brought you into the business, your business partner or your sponsor, and have them help you get your first three people so that you can say, my first couple of days, I was profitable right away. I started with this $299 package. My first week got three people in at that same exact position, brought in a $300 in profits, I mean in commissions, which means that I was a wash for my very first, you know, 3 days in business or whatever, however long it took you to do that. Then from that day forward, everything is profit. Now, again, if you are serious about building a business, this is like nothing. But if you are on the fence, yeah, $299 looks like it's expensive. $299 looks like you think you might lose it. Well, if that's what you're thinking, don't even get started. But if you're wanting to make money and you're wanting to go to work, and that's all you have to do is go to work, there's nothing mysterious about the industry that you're in. People that work it make money. People who follow directions make more money. Those who get started and don't work it don't make a dime. Those who get started and don't pay attention, invest in their skill, and learn the skills that are necessary to make money don't make any money. It's that simple. Find me an industry where it's any different. I mean, can a mechanic go and, you know, get a job with no training and make money as a mechanic? No. Can a doctor go and make money? I mean, can a man just walk into a hospital and say, hey, you know, I've always wanted to be a doctor. I'd like to operate on somebody. I think I could do it. You know, I had that game, you know, when I was young, and I think I know where I could find the spleen. Are they going to let you operate? No. You got to have training first. That's the bottom line. Okay. So, position yourself to where you can max out your compensation structure. And I mean, at the beginning of it. Then what you got to do is you feverishly work your way up to getting in those top bonus positions so that you can make sure that no money is left on the table inside of the company that you're representing. I mean, no, don't leave any money there for somebody else to grab, because somebody's going to get it. Whoever has the position is going to get the paycheck. That's the bottom line. So do whatever you can to get the position, all right? The other thing you got to do when figuring out on number two, which is called where, is not only where to start in your compensation plan, but where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Who do you want to do it with? If you aim at nothing, you're surely going to hit it. That's the bottom line. And so when I started after being, homeless for several weeks, I'm telling you, my very first goal was I got to make money, first of all, because I had no place to live. I had no bed to sleep in. I was literally homeless, living out of my car, and I wanted a real bed and a real apartment to live out of. And so that obviously was my first goal. But beyond that, it was that I wanted to get out of debt, and I never wanted to be in that financial position again, ever. I was so sick and tired of living the way that I had lived, and I made a decision. And my goal was I wanted to make $250,000. In fact, I had it on my refrigerator, $250,000 this year. That was my goal, and that's what I made. And so you have to decide, what do you want to make, what do you want to do, and what are you going to do with it? Because if you aim at nothing, I promise you, you are going to hit it. And if you're going to try and see if this business is going to work for you, I promise you, it's not going to work for you. And if you're going to get started and give it 90 days, you know, and if it doesn't go the way you want it to, then you're going to quit, then don't even get started, because it's not going to work. You cannot expect for this new profession that you have just gotten started in to pay you handsomely when you are totally on the fence and you have not made a strong commitment yet to make the thing work. Okay, you've got to give this thing the same exact thing that somebody else is getting in and starting another business. Like, they've spent, you know, $10,000 to buy a little business. They don't just get into that business to say, oh, well, if it doesn't work in 90 days, I'm going to quit. No, they don't have that option because of what they put into it. I want you to pretend like your business cost you $100,000 and your attitude is, I don't care how long it takes, I got to make my money back and make it profitable. Okay? So, number three. Step three is who. Now, who is a very important step. This step is that now that you've gotten yourself started, you've put yourself at the top of your standing order, you put yourself in the top position that you possibly can with getting started, new anyway, you figure out where you want to go. Now you have to figure out how in the world are you going to get there. And how you're going to get there initially is that if you're brand new, you have got to find some people that you can practice on. Now, you can, if you want to, start off with an advertising campaign, and, you know, and that's obviously going to take some upfront costs to be able to do that. And if you're in a position where you can, lose money initially and not worry about it, then I say jump right in to an advertising campaign. But let me ask you a question. I want you to imagine right now that you have always wanted to be in a business for yourself. And let's say that you started a restaurant, okay? And let's say that that's the kind of business model that you wanted to start in. You started a restaurant and you went out, you got yourself a big loan, you know, $100,000 loan to open up a nice little cafe type restaurant. And, you bought the equipment, you know, all of the table settings, you've got the tables, the tablecloths, you've got the lighting, you needed to decorate the place, you needed seating, you needed, some money into atmosphere, of course the kitchen, which is the most expensive part, I mean, the equipment in the kitchen, which is outrageous, as well as the cookware, and not to mention, of course, the inventory of food that you needed to be able to get that business started. So let's say that you went out there, you got a loan for $100,000, and you're opening a nice little cafe type restaurant. Well, you blew all $100,000 in getting the business, the restaurant, set up. My question to you is this. How in the world are people going to know that your restaurant is located, you know, at 5th and Main? How are they going to know? Are you just hoping that people are going to walk by and decide to walk in? If you're going to wait for people to come to you, I can guarantee you, you're going to be throwing away a lot of food because it's going to go rotten before you have enough people in that restaurant eating on a daily basis, no question. So knowing that, how in the world are you going to get the word out? You spent all your money in getting the thing set up. How in the world are people going to know that you're there? Well, if you are like most business people, okay, what you do, even if you did have an extra $100,000 for an advertising budget, which I know most of us don't have just laying around, but even if you did have an advertising budget laying around, what is the best way to get the word out about the new business that you have started? Well, the best way historically has been through word of mouth. There's no question. So what you do, like most people do, is they start off with a list of resources, Which, to be honest with you, when you go in for a bank loan, they also want to know that as well. What are your contacts and what is your marketing plan and how are you going to, you know, spread the word about the new restaurant that you're starting? And so you start with a list of resources. And that list of resources, not necessarily people that you think want to be a part of your business, but it is just making a long list. It's the biggest asset that you have when you start in business is your list of resources. And so with that in mind, you just make a long list. I mean, and get that list up to 200 names right away. And those 200 names are not necessarily people that are going to get started with you, not necessarily people who want to be a part of your product line, but they may lead you to others who may. That's the key element right there. It's not always the people on that list, but it's who those people can lead you to is really what is gold. And so you got to make a really long list. And I'm not asking you to make a list of people that you think want to do this or that you think want your product or that would be interested. That's not at all what I'm asking you to do. What I'm asking you to do is make a list of your assets. And your assets are your contacts, period, end of story. That's about all you got when you're starting in business and you're starting with zero cash flow. And so make that list. Put down your doctor. Put down your attorney. Put down your school teachers, the principals. You know, everybody that you've ever done business with, anyone that you have ever bought services from, and anyone that you know. And what you'd be amazed of is that maybe not necessarily they would want to participate or agree with what it is that you're doing, but they may know somebody in a completely different market. Here's a prime example. We're going to be going to Australia December 10th and 11th. We're doing First Steps to Success in Australia. And by the way, that's on the website right now. For those of you that are listening from Australia right now, you guys can go and register for that training seminar. I know that one's going to fill up fast and sell out. There's no question about it. The demand is huge over there. But we're doing a seminar in Australia. So let's say that the company that you represent has the ability to do business in Australia. Let's say they have an office there. Let's say they ship product there or whatever. Well, what I would be getting on the phone asking people is, who do you know in Australia? Do you know anybody that has any contacts in Australia? And they'll say, well, why? Well, because we're opening up an arm out there in Australia, and there's a trainer that's coming from the United States that's going to be there who's going to equip and train the people that are in front of her for that two-day training seminar. And so we're looking for somebody who's going to open up the Australian market for us. And so if you had this long list of resources and you started asking those kind of questions, it'd be great. Let's say that you have a product that could get into salons, okay? That's a simple thing. In fact, you could ask, it could be any kind of product or service that you have. You could be making a list and saying, calling people that you know and saying, who do you know? Do you like your hairdresser? Or do you like the people that take care of your skin? Whatever it is that you want to ask them. How do you feel about the salon that you get your hair done in? Would you recommend that salon to people? And just getting them tips out and asking them questions about who they are, and then they're going to say, well, why? Well, the company I'm working with on a part-time basis is offering to some specific qualified salon owners the ability to exclusively market a new upcoming market trend. Hello. There you get a referral of a hairdresser, and now it's a third-party deal, okay? So anyway, you need to make a long list of who this is, because that list of resources you will actually use throughout your career in just gaining referrals or letting people know, hey, we're here, we're in business. If you know anybody that's looking for something like what we have, please let them know. We'll send it. We'll kick over a referral fee for you, okay? So just get that list made as soon as possible. It's the biggest asset that you have initially. I know a lot of you are going, but Danny, you know, I already been in lots of other businesses before, and, you know, they already know, and, you know, they're not going to want to hear me. I understand. I totally understand. But get over it and make the list anyway. Just make the list. I'm not asking you to call those people right now. I'm asking you right now to just make the list of resources. It is your asset at this point, at this stage in the game. Does that mean that you need to get some training if you're afraid? No question. Yes, you need to get some training. You need to get some skill. And to be honest with you, we've got a script book that's available on our website. You can get a hold of that on www.DannyJohnson.com. There's a script book on there. There's 16 scripts in here. There's 8 or 10, I don't know, of warm market scripts that you can use. in here that are very simple, where you're going to do a test market approach with people that are on that list. And again, you're just looking for some people to practice on. That's all you're looking for, are some people to practice on so you can learn your new business. You need to learn the language. You need to learn the ropes of it. You need to learn the business model of it, and you just need some live bodies to practice on as you get out there and get things going. Let me just give you a real quick tip on actually working with that list of resources in the very, very beginning for your business. You see, in the beginning, what you have is excitement, and you have trust between you and your contacts. But what you don't have is a whole lot of respect with your contacts. And it could be because you've tried 12 other deals. It could be that you, some of your contacts, you know, knew you back in college, and they, you know, they saw you with your lampshade on your head talking to a porcelain god at a frat party. So there's not a whole lot of respect there. And so when you call them and you say, hey, listen, I just got into business for myself, they're looking at you cross-eyed going, you? Give me a break. I don't think that's going to happen. And so because of the fact that you haven't gained yet credibility in the new industry that you started in, you certainly don't want to start off handicapped in your business. And so your contacts, they trust you because they know you. They trust you more, let's say, than the person who brought you into the business because they don't know your mentor or your business partner or your sponsor, whatever it is that you guys call, or your associate that you work with. And so what you want to do is work with your sponsor as an absolute team. And this is gorgeous. I have done this for years, and it works absolutely beautifully. So, when, for example, if I were to get you started in business, what I would tell you is I need you to get some people together that we can practice on so you can start to learn the ropes until, of course, that you get real comfortable, real familiar with the program, and then you can begin doing some advertising campaigns if you choose to, or even if you need to, okay? So we have a script on page 6, for example, that works awesome for those of you who are new, and it just says, you know, can I practice on you is basically what it is. You know, we've been looking for a way to get out of debt, and I believe that we found a way, and before I begin my national advertising campaign, I was hoping I could gain some experience by practicing on you first. Now, if you have a friend, that friend is going to say, sure, no problem to that approach. You could do a test market approach on those. It's, hey, listen, I know you're really busy. I almost didn't call you because you're so busy, but I've been looking for a way to get out of debt, and we believe we found one. We're doing a test market. I don't believe everything that I've heard, you know, through the materials and through the website, so we want to do a little test market locally in our community, and I know that you like to scrutinize things, and I was wondering if I could get you to give me your honest assessment on this program that we're thinking about taking nationwide. Simple approach, okay? So, if, however, you have the opportunity to work with your sponsor, and let's say even if you're working, you know, across the nation with them or you're working in a local market with them, that makes no difference. But check this out. If I were to bring you into the business, I would basically tell you to do this. Make your list of resources. Let's troubleshoot through that. Let's see where you got some good quality people that may be able to lead us into other markets. And what I would tell you is this. Do not, when you get on the phone with them, do not, whatever you do, give them a ton of information about what you're doing, and here's why. They need to take a look in the very same way, and again, we're just looking for some people to practice on. Now, your contacts trust you, okay, but they don't necessarily respect you yet for the new home-based business you started in because you haven't got any credibility or a story yet. So until you develop that story, which we will do the first couple weeks that you're in business, what I want you to do is just bring your people and put them in front of me. And so what you're going to do is you need to build, okay, credibility for your sponsor or credibility for your business partner, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to call it a sponsor for now. You want to build credibility up to the person that you're teamed up working with because the people that your contacts do not trust your sponsor. They don't because they don't know them. So, therefore, there's no trust established there as of yet. But they do trust you, so your contacts, through trusting you, when you put them in front of your sponsor, because your sponsor they don't know, and if you build respect to your sponsor, now we have got a beautiful, almost supernatural equation for helping you build your business much more effectively. So we will use the trust that your contacts have for you. You build respect towards your sponsor. Now we have trust and respect going on in this equation. And so what happens is that, for example, let's say that you were my sponsor, and I'm going to call my mother, okay? And I'm going to tell my mom, Mom, you know, we've been looking for a way to get out of debt, and I found a way. I have a part-time little career that I'm working on, and before we begin our national advertising campaign, I need to practice on some people, and I know that you'll be nice to me and let me practice on you, and you won't be mean to me like a stranger would. And my mom's going to say, sure, honey, no problem. Okay, well, listen, can you please come over to my house, or can I please, okay, great, what are you doing tomorrow at, you know, at 7? My mom would say, well, you know, nothing much. Okay, great. Mom, I want to introduce you tomorrow to my training manager. And my training manager is Scott Stevens, and he is doing an incredible job with the company. He has worked his way up pretty far inside of the corporation. And I'm so blessed that I've got somebody that's really willing to help me out and to take me step by step through the process of understanding what the company does and how they do it. And so, Mom, I'm going to introduce you to him and make sure you pay really close attention to him because he's done a really phenomenal job. I've even seen his name in some of the magazines that the company has produced. And so I'll introduce you to him on the phone tomorrow, okay? And he's out there in Connecticut, okay? So that would be it. So I would set that appointment up. And then now, what's my mom thinking of my sponsor? She's thinking, wow, you know, he's respectable. He's done a great job. He's well respected in the company. And my mom now has credibility for my sponsor. So now when I get my mom on the phone with him, I'll say, Mom, I want to introduce you to Scott Stevens. You know, he's our training manager. He's done a really phenomenal job. Scott, I'd like to introduce you to my mother. Scott and Mom, please meet, blah, blah, blah. And then here's what's key and very important. You must not ever interrupt your expert, okay? Because that's what your sponsor is playing for you. He is acting as the role as the expert because he knows more than you do, and that's about the only reason why he's called the expert, okay? So when you're working with this expert, whatever you do, do not blow his credibility by interrupting him. Let him take over from there, and what you do is you just feverishly take notes, you watch him in action, And that's how you're going to learn the beginning of your process, which is, this is all, by the way, called on-the-job training. That's how your on-the-job training is going to happen. So if you're new and you want to maximize your on-the-job training, you want to absolutely build respect to your expert, who is your sponsor, and then you let them take it away, and you just sit there and you take notes, okay? And that's how you're going to begin that process. Okay, step number 4, duplication. Duplication is a very interesting and, in some cases, a peculiar subject. You know, there's lots of people that throw that term around like it's like the easiest thing in the world to do, but what we've found in the industry is not as easy as everyone thinks it is. Well, and here's why. Number one is you've all seen geometrically how your business can duplicate, right? You go out, you get 5 people on your auto ship, right? And let's say that auto ship is, you know, $100 each. Now you have $500 in auto ships, and then, you know, those 5 go out and get 5, right? And then now you've got 25 on your second level, and that's $2,500 worth of auto ships on that next one. The next one's 125. You know, if the 25 go out and get 5, now it's 125, right? You've all seen this geometric growth thing. And then if it's all on the auto ship, you know, now you got 100 and you got 125, you know, times $100, you know, equals, you know, $12,500 in basics revenue in there that you're going to now earn a percentage on, okay? And we all know it can build geometrically. It doesn't always turn out that way is the bottom line. But I'll tell you what does happen. You need to decide what it is that you want to duplicate, because whatever you do duplicates. That's why I'm stressing seriously that you must start off with your maximum standing order, and you must start off at the top of the compensation structure. You must, your first few days, make that list of 200 names, and you must put a lot of people in front of your expert. Why? Because you want that to duplicate. Whatever you do is what they do. Because when you bring somebody in, you're going to tell them, this is how I started. I started with a maximum autoship. I started at the top of the compensation structure. I made my list of resources, and I put people in front of my expert immediately, and that's how I got myself started, okay? Because whatever you do is what you will have credibility in sharing with others to do. So you have to ask yourself, what do I want to duplicate? Do you want to duplicate somebody who is full of doubt? Do you want to duplicate somebody that doesn't believe? Do you want to duplicate somebody that wants to whine, murmur, and complain? Do you want duplication to be people who are waiting for you to build their business for them? No way. So how you step up to build your business is how others are going to step up to build their business as well. So do you want to duplicate people who are motivated or unmotivated? Do you want to duplicate people who are deeply serious about their business or not serious about their business? Do you want to duplicate independent, teachable distributors? Or do you want to duplicate dependent, whining, murmuring, and complaining people who are waiting for you to build their business? That's what you have to ask yourself. Because however which way you start your business is how you will duplicate your business. And so for me personally, I hit it hard. I did. I came at it with everything that I had after I was homeless, and I started right from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth. I had no excuses. And therefore, the people that I brought into the business, that was the standard in which I set for them. And so when they had a bunch of excuses as to why they didn't want to do something, I'm sorry, I didn't take it from them. And I just said, you know what, I understand that you can't afford it. I was in the same boat. I was literally living out of my car, sleeping in my car, sleeping on beaches, showering in public places, okay? I understand what it's like to have no money. But I knew if I did not come up with it, if I did not come up with a way to make it happen, I would still be homeless to this day. But I found a way, and I started, and I made $2,000 my first 10 hours. Okay? So now you're understanding here. There is a big importance for you to get out there and create your story right away. Why? Because you're going to encounter people who are on the fence, who don't want to make a decision, who don't want to commit. And when you come in with a strong commitment, you can then say to them over the telephone or looking them straight in the eyes, I understand where you're at, but I knew if I didn't get started that I would wind up in the same rut that I've been in for the last 5 years. So I stepped up to the plate, I made things happen, and this is what I did. And you fire away a bunch of stories at them. So what do you want to duplicate? Now, if you're duplicating right now a bunch of whining, murmuring, complaining people who are going nowhere, chances are you may have to take a nice, strong look in the mirror and go, okay, what am I doing to provoke that, or am I doing that myself? Now, the second thing is, do you want a sales team who is on fire, making things happen, going to work, prospecting like crazy, following directions? Do you want that? Well, if you do, then you have to do that yourself. You can't expect people around you to be something that you're not willing to step into yourself. So duplication, I've watched it through years. I've seen it through my own business. You duplicate exactly who you are. And so that's why I'm stressing strong enough to you. You might want to start yourself off on the right foot in your business right away. Okay, step number five. Step number five is you got to go to work. And I mean go to work. You got to go to work with all that you got. And you got to go to work creating your testimony right away. This week, tomorrow, I want you creating a testimony right away. And it could be, you know what, I got on the phone and my first half an hour I made $100 or I made $25. Whatever it is that you can create, go create it, okay? And get to work right away. Number six is never, ever quit. Never, ever quit. Whatever you do, you can't quit. It is not an option to quit, and let me tell you why. I have met tremendous people who have started in business with me personally. Got a gal by the name of Candy started, who brought in another lady by the name of Elisa, who brought in another lady by the name of Kristen. Kristen went out there. She plugged into First Steps to Success. So did Candy and so did Elisa, by the way, the first time. They went to one training seminar, went out, built a business, got a few people started, and wound up with Kristen. Kristen was a young lady who lived in her basement. Folks, lived in her basement. She was charging on her MasterCard her food, okay? The girl was totally broke, 23 years old, fresh out of college. Wound up coming to First Steps to Success, pulled the money together to get herself started with a $4,000 package. Came out of her first seminar following the script. In fact, the script that is in the script book, okay? This is on, in fact, it's on page, I think, 12. Yeah, it's on page 12 or 10 or something like that. Nine. On page 9, she read the script over and over and over and over again and made $2,000 her very first week following her seminar, okay? Kristen then went out and she continued to build and she brought more and more people back to First Steps to Success, just like the one we have coming up July 16th and 17th, all right? She brought a bunch of people month after month to First Steps to Success, all right? Meanwhile, Elisa and Candy get frustrated they quit because the business is not being built fast enough for them, all right? So for whatever reason, those two decide to drop out. Kristen continues to build. She winds up bringing, about a year into it, another young lady by the name of Carrie, who then brought another young lady by the name of Kimber. Well, between these two women, they went out and built a business doing $250,000 in sales within just a few months. Completely blew our minds. Kristen had a business that was paying over $7,000 a month, and Elisa and Candy quit. Elisa and Candy did not think for a minute that Kristen would wind up developing a business like that. Kimber went out and started making $10,000 a month, her first full-time month. Actually, she only worked 20 hours a week. Her first month where she had quit her job and just worked this business and raised her four children, made $10,000 for 12 straight months. Okay? Carrie wound up making $400,000 in just a couple of years, working a part-time basis, raising her three kids as well. But Candy and Elisa quit. They missed out on tens of thousands of dollars because They had no vision. They did not understand what it was that they were in. They gave up. It wasn't going fast enough. But what did they leave behind? This cute distributor who was just out there plugging away, making a couple thousand dollars a month for a year, and then winds up eventually getting the right person to first step to success. And she went every single month for 12 straight months. And then, boom, everything exploded. So, there you go. So, step number 7, you must plug into training. You absolutely must get yourself professionally trained so that you can build a business far easier, far faster. You must get yourself in front of First Steps to Success and then eventually to Creating a Dynasty. Now, we've got Creating a Dynasty coming up November 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's going to be in Denver, Colorado. It'll be at the Sheraton Southeast Hotel, the Four Points Hotel in Denver, the same exact hotel that we just came from. I will tell you this. Dynasty sold out a month ago in May. We had Dynasty in Tampa, and it sold out about a week before the seminar was all done. And there were people who had booked their flights but not yet registered for the seminar, and they got themselves into trouble because they had booked their flight yet not registered for the seminar. You do not want this to happen to you. Okay? This Dynasty coming up in May, I mean in November, will sell out, just like the last one. The response that we had in Denver was the biggest response that we've ever had of people signing up for the first time for Creating a Dynasty at a seminar. So I will tell you, this thing will be a blowout, and you don't want to miss it. But in order to go to that, you have to qualify first by graduating for First Steps to Success. And so First Steps is the very beginning. It's the foundation for you to build your business. We have 6- and 7-figure income earners every single month attending that seminar because they are still learning from that particular business training seminar. So you've got to plug in. You have to continually invest in your education. And I don't care where it is that you are financially, because we've got a website that has tons of free stuff on that site to train and equip you, as well as we've got things that you can purchase that you can put in your car and listen to as you go along, the script book, the North Carolina CDs to get you started before you can get to Salt Lake for the First Step seminar. So that's number 7, get yourself professionally trained, just like a doctor would, just like a dentist would, just like a mechanic would, just like a contractor would. Everyone who has a chosen profession must invest in their education so that they can get the skill to become a professional, earning a professional level of income. Right now I have somebody on the phone with me that has done this. She has a phenomenal testimony. She was a hairdresser prior to getting started in her business. She's only been in the industry for a little over 2 years and is doing an amazing job. And so, Kathy, I want to bring you up here real quick. Are you on the line with me?
I am.
Okay, girl. Hey, if you can, speak up a little bit because I can barely hear you. I want to make sure everybody else can hear you as well, okay?
Okay, is that better?
Yes. Okay, Kathy, just real quick, we only have a couple minutes left before the end of the call. You've been to 2 Creating a Dynasty. You've been to several First Steps to Success seminars. You have a huge business. I would like for you to tell everybody what was going on prior to your first steps, and then what has happened to your income since last September, since you've been plugging in literally hundreds of people into the First Step system.
Okay. Prior to finding you, I had built, I shouldn't say I have, but a lot of us have built a great organization, started out with no experience in the industry, got excited about some products in a company, and within the first 6 months was generating a 6-figure income. It was growing fast. It was wonderful. And then all of a sudden, and looking back now after learning from you, it all was happening. It just took a while to show itself that my leadership style and what I thought I was supposed to be doing with my team was not right, which means I was trying to do everything for everybody all the time, being the only person for the job that they looked to, and they weren't figuring out that they could do this on their own. So like you have told me, it was only as big as I could hold, and in September, it was about to explode, and I honestly was ready to walk away. And not because of the company and not because of the products, because both of those are phenomenal. The leadership is awesome. It was my style and what I thought in my mind was the way that I was supposed to be taking care of my team and building my business. And I was ready to hand them my check and say, enough's enough. I don't want to do this anymore. That's where I was in September of 2004 when I found you. Since then, my income has tripled, and I am working half the hours that I was working then, which is absolutely crazy. It's weird. And the most exciting, awesome thing is people that I have been working with for the last 2 years are reaching levels that they have been trying to reach or thought they were trying to reach before. And I have come to the conclusion that I was totally enabling them by trying to be the only person for the job and taking care of them instead of letting them succeed and be on their own. And the reason I was doing that is I didn't realize how I built it or what I did. Therefore, how was I supposed to have them duplicate me when I didn't really know what I did and what was crucial and what made a difference in my success? So it was like this little mystery all the time, trying to get them to do what I did, but me not really knowing what I did. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
When I plugged into you and I was completely blown away, and I started, it gave me the posture and the confidence to say, look, I don't really know exactly, this is how I did it, that's all I know, but what I do know, I mean, yeah, that's all I know. So what you need to do is you need to go to DannyJohnson.com and you need to get on, you need to start listening to her training calls. She will teach you and train you on how to do this, because I only know how I did it, and I can't teach you that. And when I had that posture and that confidence that I had a system that I could send them to, that made the biggest difference. Because it took the pressure off me of trying to teach these people how to build a successful business when I was still learning myself.
Yep.
I was on the biggest learning curve of my life, and the pressure and the weight on my shoulders of trying to help them do the same thing when I was still in that curve was overwhelming.
Yep. And so in 2.5 years, you've earned $1 million in your industry, in your business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you and I started working together in September, and you sent hundreds of people to First Steps to Success in the month, as well as Creating a Dynasty. You had like 35 people at Creating a Dynasty in last November, a year ago, mm-hmm. November. And what's happened with your people since you plugged them through the First Step system and Creating a Dynasty?
Well, they've gotten so much more self-sufficient, more confident. Their posture has changed. They're more assertive. They're out looking for the people that are serious. Here's a great example. The young lady I brought to the First Steps here in Denver is a good friend of mine, and she has just gotten started. And 4 days before I was leaving for Denver, she sat down with me. She said, look, Kathy, I want to do this, and I need your help, and I don't know what to do, and I need your help. And I looked right at her, and I would have never done this before I plugged into you. I looked right at her, and I said, okay, so you're telling me that you're serious. She said, yes, I'm serious. She said, you'll do whatever it takes and you really want to build this business. Yes, I do. I said, great. I've got an empty seat in my car. I've got an extra bed in my room. You go on to DannyJohnson.com. You register for First Steps to Success in Denver, Colorado. We're leaving on Friday. She called me on Tuesday and said, what time are we leaving?
Awesome.
And this is somebody who feels that she's living paycheck to paycheck and doesn't have any extra income. That's why she's interested in our business, is to create that. And she didn't even, and she's an emerald.
Yep.
And she didn't even blink. And I would have not done that before because I didn't have the system and the confidence that I knew that when she got there, she was going to find what she needed.
Yep.
And that's the difference.
Yep. And I know that you have several people, which are called executives in your plan, who have now been sponsoring like crazy, hitting bonuses, climbing the ladder inside your compensation structure. It's like your sister, for example, who hadn't recruited anybody in almost a year, who wound up sponsoring how many people? Go ahead, tell her story real quick.
What she did is she went from, I'm not going to call leads, they're not for me, I don't want to do that, you know, that's just not my thing, to taking your closing class and getting her script book out, and then she closed the next 20 out of 25 people that she contacted.
So she contacts 25 people, and 20 of them say yes, and she sponsors them in.
Right. And you know what's funny? I talk to her now. She doesn't want to talk to me. She's like, hey, sis, yeah, great. I'm glad you have fun. Got to go. I'm getting on the phone. I'm serious. She did that to me today. It was hilarious. She's like, well, I'm glad you're home safe. I'm glad the seminar was great, but I got to go. I've got phone calls to make.
This is awesome.
This is way awesome. And you know what? I forgot to tell you that in March when I won the recruiting and top organization builder, I forgot to tell you that the next two following winners were people in my group.
That's awesome.
And that was better than when I did it, because it's exactly what you said. When you go out and you set that example and you do what you're expecting them to do and they know you're doing it, they will do it.
Yep, and they have. It's been awesome watching your business grow, Kathy. I know your income has tripled since you've been plugging into the system, and that's as a direct result of, you know, you stepping up, getting the training that you felt that you needed, and then turning your people onto that same training system, and then they grew.
just exactly what I told you. I said, I promise you, if you put people in front of me, they're going to grow. You watch. And you watch. And it's amazing.
It's the trust and it's the faith and it's just doing it. And you know what is so exciting, Danny, is every seminar that I attend, I think I have over 100 pages of notes that I have taken in all the seminars that I have attended. But sitting in Denver again this weekend taking my notes, I see where I've been, where I've come since September, and what excites me and motivates me the most is I haven't even scratched the surface with what you've equipped me with. And I have come so far, and I still have so much that you have equipped me with. So if people will use what they're equipped with, and they will have faith, and they will have trust, and they will know that it's not some mystery, they just need to apply it, it works.
Yep.
And it's endless.
It works for everybody who uses it. That's the bottom line. It works for absolutely everybody who uses it. People who don't use it, it ain't going to work for them. So, hey, guys, just to wrap up this, do what Kathy has done. It was amazing when I met her in just last September. I mean, this isn't that long ago. Someone who was ready to walk away from her business because of the stress that it brought on her to now working less and has tripled her income as a direct result of using the system. And so Kathy, she paid attention. I told her, I said, you know what, Creating a Dynasty is coming up in November, and you want to fill that room, girl. You want a lot of people in that place because the cream of the top is going to rise at that Creating a Dynasty seminar, and that's exactly what happened. She had one of her guys come out of there and wind up being one of the top recruiters in the company as well, winning all kinds of bonuses and on track to earning a six-figure income this year. And so you don't want to mess around with this. You don't want to wind up at Creating a Dynasty in November wishing that you had 30, 40, 50 people there yourself, or if you're brand new, wind up having 5, 10 new people there with you. And the only way that can happen is participating with Salt Lake's First Steps to Success. It's taking place July 16th and 17th. And then we've got Creating a Dynasty coming up in November 11th through the 13th. So get yourself there as soon as you can. No question. Get yourself registered right away. And we are expecting a sold-out crowd in Salt Lake as well. Kathy's made a few threats about how many people her group will have there. We've had a few other groups that are competing with her.
We'll have more.
Oh, Tom, you're on the phone with me. Tom's made a few threats as the size of the group that he's going to have there. There's actually a few other groups that have made some threats, so there's probably a good chance of that thing selling out as well. Tom, can you just real quick, we're way over, and if you guys need to hang up, I totally understand, but you guys got to hear what's happened to Tom. He's been plugging in hundreds of people into the system. Just real quick, take like a minute and share what's going on, Tom.
Well, we started with one person over a year ago, Danny, and this last event had over 127 people, including our CFO, CEO, and president of the company, to the point now where it's not just me, a one-man band. It's not just a few of my leaders. It's the entire company moving in the same direction with not a smorgasbord of trainers anymore. In fact, the only trainer with the company right now is you, and that's why our company is exploding right now. And as many people know, my income was over $200,000 my first year after losing both of my cars, having a repoed, and it's 100% of you. It's 100% of getting everybody I enroll into you, and that's why our income's where it's at, but more importantly, that's why I have multiple six-figure earners, because they're all methodical students of you in every single thing you do. And all I'll tell you guys, for those of you that are looking at going to Salt Lake City or going to Creating a Dynasty, is all of our top income earners in our entire company, without a question, are all Danny Johnson students. And in fact, my six-figure, one of my top income earners this weekend, was sitting right next to me at Danny's seminar this week, and he just looked at me and says, this was the best seminar. If I didn't go to this seminar, I don't know where my business would be at this point. So all I could say is we're going to pack out Salt Lake City, over a couple hundred people, and we're excited to totally pack out Dynasty.
Tom, this is really amazing to me, because you've been tracking the success of your people. You've been, like, you know, tracking methodically all the people you send to First Steps and then what happens to them. And what you've been tracking is that you've had several people within 90 days up to a six-figure check, meaning they made over $8,000 after 90 days, and then after 6 months, you have even more people earning over $8,000 in a month, $8,000 to $10,000 in 1 month. That's just outrageous.
Yep. If people, we don't know, including me. I've been in this industry, like Kathy is saying, I've been in this industry 12 years, Danny, and it just makes it so easy. In fact, after getting back from Salt Lake, after getting back from Denver, we are cutting our training almost down to nothing, because just listening to this call tonight as an example, this is going to be my first, guys, just a little clue, this is the best getting started call I've ever heard in my life. In fact, mine is coming off, and I'm just going to promote Danny from now on, which saves me even more time.
That's crazy.
So I'm so proud of you and Kim. You guys have just done such an insane job. And really, it was an issue of you and I meeting up, you know, almost 2 years ago, August, when you and I first met, and I was doing a training seminar. He had to borrow the money to get there, the gas money and lunch money, to come and attend that thing. And then I remember him saying to me, he says, if you're going to train full-time, then I'm going to put a ton of people in front of you. And do you remember saying that to me?
Oh, absolutely.
And you did it. And you said, and will you coach me one-on-one? And I said, we'll talk about it. And then starting, I think it was in March is when I started opening up things for coaching, and then you jumped right into that, and we've been working real closely together since then. And you have done an outrageous and an outstanding job. And everywhere I go, I see your people, whether it's in my prospecting and closing classes or it's in, you know, you've been in front of me almost every single month for the last year and a half. And it has been phenomenal seeing your team rise to the top and dominate bonus boards. I mean, all of them. I mean, give me a break. 9 out of 10 people are students from this system. That's because of your leadership of saying, that's where you need to go. This is where you need to go, and you continue to prospect. And so, Kathy and Tom, it's honestly just an absolute honor and a privilege to be in business with you guys, as well as I know your teams are listening right now, as well as hundreds of other teams from all over the globe right now. I just encourage you guys, do what these guys have done. Tom came up out of nowhere earning a six-figure income. So did Kathy. And for Kathy, who was at a six-figure income, triple her income in the last 6 months, give me a stinking break. If that's what's happened to them, then take a chance on you. Tom and his wife are young people. Kathy, also very young, came from the hairdressing industry. Tom has a lady in his business who is 76 years old. Tom, tell her story. I know we got to get off the phone. Tell her story.
She's late 70s, her last 3 weeks in the business. She's been listening to you. She gets up at 3 in the morning because that's the only time she can listen to you, because she's on the phone all day long trying to focus on hitting our bonus pool. And by listening to you over and over and over and over and over and over, you just your free calls, she went out there her first 3 weeks and hit our bonus pool. She went to the event, and she's saying she's going to have over 50 people in Salt Lake City just from plugging into you. She's having huge success.
And she made how much money in 3 weeks?
Over $4,500 or something
like that. Yeah, $4,600 her first 3 weeks in business. And gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning? Give me
to
a break. No one has an excuse. Here's a lady in her late 70s getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to listen to an archived call. She said she listens to me to 2 to 3 hours every day. I don't understand that. Poor thing. But listens to those calls because that's how hungry is she to get the right kind of training so she can make some money. And she's obviously doing it, setting an example for the rest of us to follow for sure. So anyway, guys, thanks so much for being on this call tonight. God bless you guys. And listen, I can't wait to see you in Salt Lake. Can't wait to work with you guys intensely at creating a dynasty, which is going to be a powerhouse. And Tom, you were there for the second time in May.
Yeah, and I'll just tell you this, guys. It was, your first one was good, Danny. It was good, and it helped us really get our business to the next level. But this last one, because of the coaching you've done, I don't know it's obviously from the Lord, but you, it was on fire. I mean, I can't even, to me, it was like 3 to 4 times better, to me.
Wow.
The second one. So I can't even imagine the third one.
Yes, we're gearing up, and we will be so ready to pour into those people. It's going to be awesome.